This call is being recorded.
Hello, this is Courtney on a recorded line. Hello?
Courtney?
Hi, Rodney. How are you doing?
Who is this?
This is Courtney on a recorded line. How are you doing?
Are you the one that's been talking to me or not?
I am the one that's been talking to you. How are you doing today?
I don't know. I just want to know what's going on. You text, you don't answer. I'm not getting anywhere. I don't even know who you are. It feels like it's a big old scam going on. That's what I feel like.
Oh, no.
I put in your phone number, then the Social Security number comes up. The Social Security number comes up for scams. When I put your phone number in the computer, it says this is what Social Security scam sounds like. So it sounds like scam. Everything written all over it sounds scam. Everything doesn't seem right. It seems suspicious when I even answered your phone, when you called me, how you didn't answer right away, and things like
answered.
That. Nothing.
This is the first time you've called me, sir.
No, when you called me and I said hello, you didn't answer. Then you go hello. That every time I hear that, something suspicious. And I say hello,
no, sir,
then the person's
is...
supposed to say. So anyway, so I'm glad I'm talking to you. So that's good. And I just don't know what's going on.
Okay,
you didn't call back last night like
you were
supposed to.
I called you this morning. I'm sorry, I was stuck with another client at the time. I called you this morning to follow up with you, and I text you. So I was just waiting for you to respond. Were you able to speak with
name
your nephew?
Me. And your name is me?
Courtney.
No, when you text me, I responded to my text that you texted me. I didn't know it was you. You said, this is me, and let's chat. And I don't recognize the phone number that you put down there.
Okay, well, because I thought you had my phone number from yesterday. Sorry, sir. I said, Rodney, give me a call when you can.
That's a different phone number.
No, it's the same phone number.
Yeah, it's a different phone.
It's a 949.
1950 is the one I'm... No, this one is 1950 with a 9. No, it's a different number. I've looked at the phone numbers. They're different.
You were calling the main office. Yesterday was the main office phone number. This is my direct phone number to my desk, the 949 phone number, sir.
Okay, well, I don't know. Everything's got scam labeled all over it.
Okay, well, it's not a scam. If you want to go ahead and move forward, I can go ahead and help you. Were you able to get your brother's information, or?
Yeah, I put it in a text and sent it to you, what he said.
Let me go ahead and pull up the email really quick. Hold on 1 second.
I put it in a text. It was late getting the information back. Then I text you what he said.
Okay, hold on 1 second, okay? Let me go ahead and look at this. Okay, so hold on 1 second. Let me just go ahead and review this stuff. 1 second. I see he had the malignancy. Let me see if this is part of it. Okay, I see that he had the leukemia. I'm just trying to find on my end. Yeah, I see it. So what we can do...
When you called this morning, too, it was two different phone numbers. They weren't the same. They were two different ones. And the... When you call, it says it's from Walterville, Oregon. I knew somebody from Walterville. That's the only reason I even answered the phone is because I got a friend that's from Walterville, if I wouldn't have had a friend there, I wouldn't even answer the phone. That's who I am with phone calls. I didn't recognize the phone calls when you called this morning. There are two different numbers.
Okay, well, sorry for the confusion.
No, maybe you didn't call me. Yeah, maybe you didn't call me twice. I don't know or not. All I know is there's two of them right after another within 10 minutes or whatever.
Okay, yeah, I called you from the 949 phone number, so I don't know the other number that called you. That wasn't me that called you. I only called you one time this morning. Let me go ahead and look here. I see that. I'm just trying to find the type of leukemia it was. So just give me one second. Thank you for getting the, here we go. T-cell acute leukemia, T-all. That's what it is. Okay. T-cell. One second. I apologize. It takes forever to find the type of...
I don't know. Because I thought I was getting scammed.
No, I've been scammed before.
And I've been scammed before. That's why. I know how they work.
Oh, no, I know. And you have to be careful nowadays. So I did find...
Especially given social security numbers.
Yeah, no, I did find everything... I'm just trying to see all. It's lymphatic leukemia. I'm just trying to find on my end where that's at. Hold on. There's just so many subtypes of the cancer that I want to make sure that I have. Here we go, lymphatic. Oh. Plastic. Okay, I found it. Okay. So just really quick, I have to go back through the intake with you because it's just the way that they're asking me to do it. So you did want to see if you meet the criteria, correct? You did not have an attorney at this time, and you never signed anything electronically with anyone else, correct? Okay.
There's nobody.
Okay, and then we have him for the... lymphoblastic lymph leukemia. Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I wrote that right here.
Area code in Southern Orange County, California.
I'm located in Southern California. Hold on one second. Now I'm not seeing this.
Oh, that's the West Coast. Okay. I thought you were in Oregon, West Coast.
No.
Okay, all right.
B cell leukemia. Why is this not G all? Okay, hold on one second. I just have to look up two more things really quick. How's your day going besides everything else? How's everything going?
No,
where are you located?
All right, as long I'm in Lapine, south of Lapine, Oregon, in Central Oregon.
Okay. How's the weather out there?
It just snowed yesterday. So
oh, really?
It's I got a coat on, yeah, or whatever. It's Central Oregon weather. It's not California weather, I'll tell you that. I know that.
Yeah, it was kind of warm, but it's chilly in the in the shade, but it's pretty nice outside. I'd say it's like low 70s, maybe high 60s right now outside. But it's sunny.
Yeah, well, I'd be out riding. Yeah, well, I'd be out riding my motorcycle if I had that kind of weather.
She saw leukemia. Why am I not seeing that? Oh, here we go. I found it. Okay, there we go. Leukaria. Nope, that's not it. CLL leukemia. Okay. It's this one. Okay. Lymphatic leukemia. I think Hold on one second, sir.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's longer, a lot moments longer than a second.
Yeah, but it just says. Yeah, I just can't find if I should put chronic lymphatic leukemia.
I don't know. I just know you have some kind of blood disorder. Leukemia is what
Yeah. Oh, you know what? No, I found it. It's this one. Yeah, it's not on here, so I was trying to find the exact one. Yeah, so what do I put? No, it's for Roundup.
I'm lost, so...
It's okay. No, it's fine.
That.
I'm just getting help from an associate, so hold on one second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so moving forward, he had no other diagnosis. You are filing as next of kin. He is not still living. You do have signing authority. We went over all this yesterday. You are next of kin. There's no estate. His death was between 2013 and present. He passed away in... So his T-cell was 7 months prior to his death date. So his date of death was November 30th, 2021. So that diagnosis would have been 7 months prior. So that would have been in, my math is horrible. So that would have been 11. That would have been in April 30th, 2021 is when he was diagnosed with the leukemia. You said you would pass my information you didn't know anyone that was injured by Roundup as well. You said you would pass my information to other people if needed to file a claim, correct, sir?
But when we got started on this, you wanted to know what my nephew, what he had to say about it.
Yeah, we'll do this claim, and then you can always pass my information to your nephew to see if he has any information or if he needs help filing a claim if he was diagnosed with anything.
That's what I said. I text you what he said.
Okay.
And that's how this started.
Let me go ahead and go. Hold on 1 second. I'm just going through his birth certificate right now.
That's beautiful. I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
That's my birth certificate I sent. You thought maybe you needed my birth certificate.
Yeah.
That's my birth certificate.
I see yours.
Yeah, and his death certificate, this is what I give you.
Yeah, and then I see his... Yeah, lymphatic leukemia. Okay. Hold on 1 second, okay?
No, I'm good. I'm fine. Watching TV with the sound off, but I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay, just give me 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I put the right one. Okay. So, I have to go through and get all the information that you put. I see that you put all the doctors, his history view, what he was taking, and then his medical.
It's only 500 pages.
Right. thank you for sending it to me. His medication, his doctors. So what I'm going to do is I just have to go through it to put all his information because he is a citizen and resident of the United States. This is your cell phone. He was using Roundup. He didn't have HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, arthritis, diabetes, no lupus, Epstein-Barr. Hepatitis C or organ transplants, no other radiation besides the chemotherapy that he had for the leukemia, no family history. He had lymphatic leukemia. And then I do have his first name is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Oberfell, O-B-E-R-F-O-E-L-L. You confirmed his gender, none. And then I do have his, hold on 1 second.
Lucia?
Hold on.
No, you're there. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. You're not gonna lose me. I'm gonna put you. Do you care if I just take a minute and put you on hold and go through this, and then I'll come back on the line?
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm just put on speaker for you.
Put you on hold. There's gonna be hold music. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, Rodney, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going through a little more, but I don't want to keep you on hold any longer. I'm just going to verify a couple things because we're pretty much almost done. Your current height and weight was 6 foot, what, 1 or 2?
1.
250?
247.
Okay. All right, 247. And then you did have power of attorney. You are next of kin. You do have a death certificate. Okay. And then, so this is the only thing I have to ask. How many times a month do you know that they were spraying Roundup?
That's the thing I was just looking for. I know you text me or something, and I text it. And I can't find it on my phone. I can't find your email stuff. I can't find nothing. But I talked to him, and this is, he said,
you keep cutting out.
I can't even find his. He said, let me get back up to my ear. I know how to work my phone, okay?
Okay.
I got to get it up to my... It's on speaker, and keypad, and I press keypad. I don't know what... I can't get it back to off the speaker. But anyway, I asked him, and he said he talked to Larry about it, and he said he used a sprayer to spray it, but we're not around. He couldn't tell me how much he used it, but he's talked to him about using it. And he talked about he had a sprayer. And I'm
find
out.
Okay, so you used a hand sprayer. That's fine. Do you know if he ever wore protective gloves or anything or no?
We don't know. I don't think
Well, out of the year, do you think he was spraying it monthly or was he spraying it like seasonally, like only like 7 months out of the year?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think he used it whenever he wanted to get out and use it. That's all I know. I don't even think anybody has an answer to that because
maybe
we didn't
seasonally
live with
then
him.
When it yeah maybe seasonally when it was warm or you know
I'm sure he at least did it once a year for sure seasonally
okay
or whatever
okay
I'm
and
sure
then it was residential
that.
It was at his residential place of living right we know that
where he lived. And where he worked, he had two places.
And
he had an RV business where he rented a building. It was around a bunch of brush, and I'm sure he used it there. And he used it at his residential place.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that's what he would have done. I just know that he used it. I can't even believe they still sell that stuff.
Oh, I know. I can't. You could still get it at Home Depot. It's okay. I'm just going to get as much information as we can. Do you know if he lived by a water well or got his water from a well?
Know for sure.
Okay.
But I think where he lived, I think out there where he lived, there might be a good chance he had to have a well, but I don't know for sure. There's a good chance that he might have.
I'll put that he lived near a well. We're unknown. We just didn't know. And we, oh, do you think he got his water from a well or no, or he just lived by a well?
No, I think he got his water from a well. I don't know. Though.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
know. I don't
okay.
know that stuff.
And then did you, if he ever been exposed to, go ahead.
I was just going to say where he worked. My phone's horrible. There's a delay in the signals. But
yeah, I know, and it keeps
worked,
going in and out. It's okay.
Yeah, but where he worked, that was in the city, close to the city. I'm sure he, Coburg, Oregon. I'm sure he got water there. But his residential one, I don't know for sure if he had a well or not or anything or how he got his water. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know how to ask. Because me and his girlfriend didn't get along, so I don't even know where she's at either. So
it's okay.
I don't know if I could find that question.
That is not a problem. So I see. He was seen at Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center in Riverbend.
Yeah, that's in Greenville, Oregon. That's Sacred Heart Peace. Peace something, Sacred Heart, Riverbend, and that's Springfield, Oregon. That one,
yeah.
I know he went, but the U something's got four alphabetical letters to it, the hospital in Portland, that's where he died, I think.
Okay.
So he's, and I noticed he had other
yeah,
hospitals
the
on that.
Yeah, yeah, so I see that. Hold on. His Nancy was his girlfriend?
Yeah, Nancy. Yeah, his soulmate. They've been friends forever.
2022. Hold on 1 second. He was getting infusions. Okay, so this is where he was getting his cancer treatment. I found it. Okay.
I found the message from you. He says, I just remember talking about it, about him using Roundup, but he says he still uses a sprayer, so apparently
yeah.
he wasn't around when he was using how he applied it either, so.
It's okay. I've got all the information right here. I can see it. So I can just put it on the file. So just give me a second. Do you know if he ever filed for bankruptcy or disability, workers' compensation claims, or any other lawsuits?
I don't think he did. I know he had financial issues when he was younger and him and Nancy were getting together and stuff. But I think I don't think he filed no bankruptcy. He didn't. No, he didn't.
Was he... do you know if he, do you know if he, hold on 1 second. Do you know if he, was still currently employed or no?
Yes, he was. He had his own business.
An RV business? Do you know the name of it or
yeah.
just RV? What was it called?
It was Paradise Coach Interiors.
Say it
he
one more time.
I'm sorry, what?
Say it one more time.
It was Paradise Coach Interiors. That was the name of his RV. He redid big RV coaches, buses, big ones. And he did, went through the whole, really good at what he did. And, but that's what he did. And he owned it. He was the boss. He was the one that owned it. And when he died, it shut down because he was gone. It closed up.
Paradise Coast Interiors. Oh, I found it. Eugene, Oregon.
What's Eugene, Oregon?
Is that where he was located in Eugene, Oregon? Is that where you live, or where do you live?
It's where he lived, you mean? He lived out by Nimrod or something like that, out on Highway 126. He lived up on a hill.
Okay. And then let me just put the hospital name where he was at. This is the infusion center.
The first hospital, the Riverbend one, that was the closest hospital for him to go to. That was, I mean, it's a large hospital. And
I found that he went to Sacred Heart Infusion Center, and that's where he was getting his the stuff for the cancer. I'm trying to find really quick what hospital it was that he passed away in.
Okay, I'm looking at my computer here now. It's Oregon something something, and it's got four capital letters, and it's right by the river there in Portland, Oregon, and probably close to Vancouver.
OHSU?
Yeah, that's it. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah, that's the one in Portland.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's where he died.
Okay.
I'm not sure, though. I'm thinking. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? We can go ahead and just... and then he died on November 30th. Well, actually, this is when he started getting treatment. So this is the date he was treated. This was back in 9-6. This was 9-6-2021. That's for the leukemia. Not when he passed away, but just when he started getting treatment for... Because he found out, in April, 7 months before, and then he started getting treated 9-6-2021.
Wow, it's too bad.
He might have not known about it until October or in September, but I'm trying to find a diet. Yeah, I'm going to change the diagnosis date to that because I can see on paper that's when he started getting treatment. And if you're unaware, let's put that because that sounds, even though it's showing that he had the cancer in his body is what on the death certificate for at least 7 months. This is actually a treatment date where we can show that the diagnosis was known, that he had the T cell leukemia and lymphoplastic and the lymphoma. I can't say it. I'm so sorry. I pronounced it wrong.
I understand that.
Oh, I'm the worst, I know. And I'm kind of doing this backwards because...
Medicines are worse.
Yeah. Did he smoke?
No.
Okay. And then no proof of pictures, no proof of purchases. We don't know where he purchased it, did we?
Purchased what?
The Roundup.
Oh, no. I wouldn't know where he got that from.
Okay.
I don't.
Do you know how tall your brother was? Do you know how tall he was or what his weight was? It's not showing on his.
He was our baby in the family too. He was. I'm guessing he wasn't no 6 foot. I know that. I mean, he was close, but I would say 5'11", something like that.
How much?
I'm guessing.
What did he weigh?
Less than the rest of us. I know that. I don't know. I'm guessing 170, 80 pounds, maybe. I don't know.
I'll put 180. It's okay. You know what? I just found the diagnosis date because they did the biopsy. Final diagnosis for the leukemia and lymphoma was actually 4/22. I was close. 4/22/2021. So the diagnosis date is, yeah. But he didn't start treatment till September 4/22/2021.
Why did they wait so long?
I don't know.
Why didn't they get on it? That's weird.
How many years approximately do you think he was spraying, or how long did he live on that? How long did he live
long
on
time.
The live there?
I just know a long time.
Give or take.
He lived there. He lived there in a trailer house, and then he had another house built up next to his, and he lived there a long time. I couldn't even have.
To the best of your knowledge, if you can think, just.
I know it was over 10, 15 years. I know
15
it was
years?
Or longer.
Okay,
I don't know.
15. I'll put 15. It's to the best of your knowledge. It's okay. And then
put best of my knowledge.
Can you go ahead? I'm so sorry. Can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
This is what I'm all set now. I know.
So
it's
you can just give me
not.
Just give me the last four.
That's all right. That's 9848.
9848.
I just people tell me you ain't supposed to give nobody your social security number, but
well, you gave it to me and I erased it yesterday, so I apologize.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm clear with it. All I know is I just know things are better. I know I'm talking to the real thing. I'm pretty sure I am.
You are.
If somebody is scamming me or something, they wouldn't be talking and knowing what you know and doing what you're doing. So I feel good about it now.
Okay,
I was
good.
Upset.
I don't blame you. Okay, so really quick, approximately we said 15 years. So he was probably spraying it, what, like we think at least how many times a year or how many times a month would you say he was spraying it?
I don't know. I don't know how his bushes grow or his things grow around his home or what is in his way.
To the best of your knowledge, how many times a year would like you spray it, would you think he would spray it?
The only answer, probably once a year. That's be mine because
okay.
If I was spraying around my house, I wouldn't be using that stuff all the time. I know that.
Yeah.
But I just
and then approximately we know he used it for 15 years. I'm just going to give or take 2025. So say he started using it in 2010. We'll say that he started using it at the beginning because these are approximate dates. 2020. Well, he passed away in 21, so actually that doesn't make sense. Hold on.
It could have been longer. It could have been a lot longer.
Yeah. 2006 to 2021. He passed away, and so we'll say he stopped probably using it as diagnosis. So 4/1. And started using it 4/1 because you probably started in April of every year because that's when it's warmer. It's probably not spraying it in the winter time. So approximately like you could say because that would be the 15 years from 2006 to 2021. Does that sound about right?
That could be good. I just know he was long time since he's been away from his parents, and he's always lived in that spot or where he's
yeah,
at or
that's
whatever.
Fine.
And,
no, that's,
and it's not just that spot. He probably would have used it wherever he was at, tell you
yeah.
what, ever since he left home, probably.
Yeah.
Because everybody hates weeds around there and blackberries and all that stuff, and they get stuff to kill it, and nobody knew that Roundup was bad for you, so I'm guessing he probably used it all of his life.
Yeah. No, nobody knew.
Nobody
okay.
knew. Nobody
what's
knew.
Your, what's,
and nobody
what knew. Is your current mailing address?
10850 Split Railroad, La Pine, Oregon.
Okay,
97739.
That's
did
a
you
house,
get all that?
Correct? Yep, it's a house, correct?
It's a van vacuum, I guess. It's a
okay.
home, yes,
yeah,
a
yeah.
house.
It's 10850 Split Railroad, La Pine, Klamath County, Oregon, 97739.
Yeah, it's Klamath County.
I know. I can't pronunciate. Sorry. Okay, so they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate to happen to you, Rodney. Was there somebody that you wanted to put just in case, you know, we needed to get a hold of you and we couldn't?
I could probably give you I have to ask permission first before I did it, but I got a namer that would probably do that. I don't know if he would, but I don't.
That's okay.
Have,
well,
I don't have.
You don't have somebody right now. That's okay. I'll just go ahead and put. I'll put your information for now. We'll just. We can. You can update it when you speak with the attorneys. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. And then. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go through this one more time because we've kind of gone all over the place with looking at records and things like that. We're almost finished. Just to go ahead and confirm everything. Oh, let me put my address. Hold on, Courtney. Okay, so just to confirm, you did want to meet the criteria. You didn't have an attorney. You are filing a claim on behalf of your brother. You are next of kin. He was diagnosed with T-cell leukemia and lymphoma.
Was he, what, I would like to know what he was diagnosed with. What did he have? What was it called?
Well, so he had two different types of he had leukemia and lymphoma. So he had both. So,
oh, lymphoma too. Okay.
Yeah, he had a lymphatic leukemia, and then he had another lymphoma, just a T-cell rich lymphoma. No, that's not it. T-cell lymphoma, and then T-cell leukemia. Lymphomic, and then it's like a lymphatic leukemia.
Wow. That sounds like Roundup to me.
Yeah, he had multiple different cancer diagnoses.
Yeah.
Well. He had several different issues. So, okay, so hyperkeratosis, yeah. It's really bad. It's horrible. I mean, that's probably why he went so fast, too, as well.
Hmm.
Let me see this really quick. Hold on one. So. Okay, this is it. Plastic. Okay. Okay, and then you're filing on behalf of himself. He has passed away. You are next of kin. His death was between the years of 2013 present. His date of diagnosis that we have on record is 4/22/2021.
Maybe.
He was between the year. Well, no. It's showing his diagnosis for his cancer.
Oh, no. It is real. That was on there, right?
It's on there. Between 50 and 79, you do have the death certificate approximately We do have his first name is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Oberfill, O-B-E-R-F-O-E-L-L. I do have his social, 542-88-7472, which is I got off of the death certificate. Date of birth is August 4th, 1963. He passed away at the age of 58. He is your brother. Date of death was 11/30/2021. You do have death certificate. Your first name is Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y. Last name, Oberfall, O-B-E-R-F-O-E-L-L. I have the last four of your social as 9848. Your date of birth was 6852. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm
okay.
An old fart.
Oh. You're not that old. Okay, and then I have Rod Oberfall at Gmail as your email. Primary cell phone number is 541-206-2143. And then, okay, approximately we said he started using it 4/1/2006 to 4/1/2020. You gave me for occupational and commercial residential area, he did use a hand sprayer, directly exposed, and then we don't know if he was ever exposed to any herbicides or benzines or Agent Orange, correct? You don't know if he was?
Agent Orange. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I wasn't even exposed to it, so Agent Orange. I don't know what that is. I just know what it is, and they use that a lot in Vietnam, so I just shut up.
Yeah, well, they use it all everywhere. Okay. So it looks like we have all the information. Does everything sound correct?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, we have the OHSU hospital. Oh, let me put this on oncologist because I just saw this. It's H. Lee. Hi, Lee. And then we know he did chemo radiation because it shows that he started chemo and radiation. He was taking medication. And then we know that he was seen here. Hold on one second. We don't know the phone number. Okay, and then I have your address is 10850 Split Railroad, Lapine, Oregon. 97739. Correct. Okay. So what I'm going to do is just before we wrap up the call, what's going to happen just so you know what to expect. While they're working on your claim, the law firm is going to be reaching out to you to finalize your claim. They'll be calling you within the next couple of days or hours once your file has passes QA to transfer them directly to introduce yourself. So they may go over some of the same exact questions that we've gone over today. So just be aware that if when you speak to the Q&A department, if they ask you, you know, the same exact thing I said, don't be alarmed. Like, I already asked this question. You know what I mean? I don't want you to get discouraged or anything like that. Yeah.
I'll be nice.
Do you know if he would have purchased concentrate or pre-mixed?
What do you purchase?
The concentrate or pre-mixed? What would you get?
If I would have got it, I already got it ready to go. That's how I would always buy it. That
pre-mixed?
I've used it before myself.
Yeah. No, my dad uses it.
Mixed and ready to. That's how I always got it.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how he did it, but that's how I did it. And he probably would have done it like I did it. He's my brother.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
That's perfect. That's fine. That's all I wanted to know. Yeah. So basically, what's going to happen now? The system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. But basically, since this is a mass lawsuit, the next extra steps are standard practice. So I just want to make sure you're fully prepared so you know what's going to happen. If you don't hear from them within 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend you calling them directly, which I will give you their number. I'm going to send it to you. Or you can call me directly as well, okay? So let me go ahead and get you.
My problem is that when that phone rings, I don't know who it is. I don't answer the phone.
Yeah, I'm like that
too. That's my problem.
I'm the same
way. Yeah, I just don't know. I don't want, if they're calling, I want to answer the phone. So
let me go ahead. What I'm going to do, so I text you the phone number, but let's do this. Do you have a pen and paper? Or can you grab a piece of paper?
I got it in my hand.
Okay,
I got it in my hand right now.
I'm going to send you, okay, write this phone number down first.
Okay.
It's 949. 386.
That sounds like you have it so far.
386-1950. That's my direct phone number to my desk.
Oh, yeah. That is your number. That's what I said. It sounds like
save,
your number so far.
Yeah, so save it as Courtney, okay?
Oh,
now,
Courtney. K-O-R?
C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y.
Oh, C or K?
C.
C-O-U-R-T-N-Y?
Yes, yes.
N-E-Y. Okay,
yes.
Okay. Courtney, okay.
Okay.
Ah, I got your name now. I know that. Okay.
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 And then, Roddy, what's going to happen now, I'm going to have you write this phone number, and this is the law firm that you've been assigned to. Somebody's going to be calling you from a phone number. Oh, let's see. Wrong side. Hold on. Let me look right here. Okay. I'm going to text it to you as well.
The phone number.
The phone number.
Give me the phone number. Give me the phone number, and I'll put it in my phone contacts. So when it rings,
you know
I'll know that who it is. Yeah.
Okay. So I just sent it to you via text, but here's the phone number. It's 909.
909. That's a weird
906.
906.
906-3862.
3862. That's kind of weird because 909, 906 is like upside nines and sixes and zeros, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
So all nines or sixes or zeros or whatever, but that's okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so somebody will call you and it'll say, this is the law firm of Pulaski Law or Robin Law, co-counsel Robin Law, just so you kind of have an idea. It's Pulaski. It's P-U-L-A-S-K-I. That's the law firm that will call you.
P-U-L-S-K-I. Okay, I got P-U-L-S-K-I. Okay.
Yeah, and then co-counsel Robin Law.
R-O-B-I-N?
Correct.
Robin
and then,
Law, okay.
Yeah, okay. And then,
now
I know it's a lot of information to take in. You're doing great, though. So now what's going to happen?
Yeah, but I can't read my writing.
So now what I did is there's a DocuSign agreement that you have to sign. I'm going to resend it right now because I sent you something else after. So I'm sending it again. It's going to come in through a text message, and it's also going to come in through your email. Whatever is easier for you to open while you're on the phone with me. Can you open your text messages, or is your email easier?
If I have to do stuff, I mean, it's just where I'm at. That's how it works. I don't care. I don't care. I would
go
just
ahead and
use
check
the
your
phone. If I,
yeah, just check
I'd
your
like
check.
I'd like to use my computer stuff, really.
Okay, well, do you want to go pull up your computer, or do you have to turn it on and stuff?
No, it's on. It's pulled. It's ready. It's wound up.
Okay, go to your email.
So. Okay, and that's Gmail, right? I got like three or four emails.
Yeah, it's the one, your Gmail, the Rod.
My
overfall.
Problem is, it's loading. My problem is that I got two of them here right here.
It says Courtney at Mapshore Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement to review and sign.
Okay, I see two of them up there, and they both say exactly the same thing as far as the heading.
Just click on the top one, the most recent
one. Okay, top one. Okay.
And then it'll load.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it'll load.
Okay, I got it.
And it's going to take you to, like, a new page. It's going to load, and it'll say, please act on these agreements or review these documents. You just want to pretty much follow the prompt. It's going to say, like, accept, start.
It says review documents is what it says.
So click on that.
Okay. And got your name underneath of it, so I got your name too.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
I don't know
so
how
then
to spell it. Courtney's. Well, okay, and then it says SMS message.
Just press accept.
Strategy.
Just press accept or okay or start.
Yeah, yes. This is DocSign. My problem is I've used up all my data. I have problems with it, and my computer's running a little slow, so.
It's okay. You're fine. Take your time.
It's working. Okay, now
yeah.
It says continue again. It says security.
Press continue.
Okay. Now I got over. Now it's, I got to press agree. Agree.
Press agree. Oh, yeah. There's
use electron.
Yes, press agree,
yeah,
but there's
okay.
A little box you got to click.
A little sock.
A little box.
I got to continue.
Yeah.
Just press agree and then continue.
Okay.
Okay, now I can see things now. Okay.
And then you'll see a
and
yellow start button.
Down. Yep.
Press start. And it's going to direct you to the first signature. Yeah, press start.
Yeah,
and then it's going to direct you to the first signature field. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just helps you, like, to make sure that you fill in the document correctly.
Yeah, for idiots. Okay, I can't read that far. So sign. So I'm just going to press sign.
You're going to press sign,
oh,
and you're going to have to draw.
Oh, you already
got
it all filled out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have to click all the little yellow boxes to prompt your signature, and you'll hit like adopt and sign. And it basically, when you tap the yellow boxes, your signature will appear.
I already did that.
Okay, and then
another one. I didn't.
Yeah,
see
there's
all
a lot.
Those.
Yeah, you got to keep going. That's
a lot.
Why
okay.
You just keep pressing the yellow button.
I got to make sure I get all those buttons. So okay, all right, there we go. That'll be able to tell if I did it all anyway. I think, wouldn't it? Yeah. And then, more, and then more. I need a lawyer for this.
You're getting a lawyer.
Yeah, well, I got all these signatures and initials assigned, and I got press the finish line.
And then press the finish.
If I wouldn't have done it all.
Yeah, if you press
so
finish, it'll either say you're completed with the documents, or it'll scroll you back to the spots that you missed.
Yeah, exactly. So see, and it says finish, so, and that's going out of it now.
Yeah,
so,
okay, so what happens now is it's going to send you a PDF copy to your email, so you'll have everything, you know, records of everything that we talked about today.
Okay.
So you
want to keep an those error has occurred.
Nope.
It says an error has occurred. Make sure connection is stable and try again. So I'm going to click try again. My connection is horrible, right?
No. You finished signing them. You're good.
Okay.
On my end, you are. No, it might have been just as you logged out. Probably because you logged out. But
no, I didn't. I clicked it. It's still load. Now it's saying the agreement has been successfully signed on my end.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about. Okay.
Yep. Everything looks good. I'm looking at your documents. Everything looks correct.
What's the stupid get started stuff? What's that?
Oh, just ignore that. You don't have to worry about that. Basically, yeah, so it'll send you a copy to your records. And then, you know, basically from here on out, like I said, you want to keep an eye out for the attorneys when they reach out to you. And then, again, if you don't hear from them in, you know, a couple of days or by the end of the week, if you have any questions, you can always call me, you know, come Monday morning, if you don't hear from them, call me on Monday, and we'll follow up and kind of see where the status of your claim is at. Also,
I got a question right now.
Sure, what's up?
How much are you charging money for me? How's the financial part of this work?
So I'm not an attorney, so I can't give you legal information or anything like that. They're gonna go over that. Mass tort has like a percentage, and then it's like per claim, so they'll go over all that information.
Okay.
Yeah, but so you don't pay anything unless you're awarded. There's no compensation unless compensation is given. You don't pay anything. So right now, there's no cost to you. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay.
I might send you a bill just for, you know, everything I did. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I think everything looks good. You know, my sympathy goes out to you. I'm so sorry that you lost your brother so early in life, and you know, I wish things could have been better for him. But hopefully, maybe this can help your family in some kind of way, and you get the compensation that your family deserves.
Yeah, I don't have a family though, hardly anybody. And one of them, though, I haven't seen for years, so I don't know how that's going to work out. But I'm going to be fair about stuff or whatever I am. So.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
That's good. Your brother would want that, so that's good.
Yeah, he would. So I was just going to say, when you said something about whatever it was, you said you're just getting that exactly. You get a bill from me.
Yeah.
I would have said the exact same thing to whoever I was talking to, because that's the kind of person I am. I kid around like that all the time. So
yeah. Well, I mean, this is a situation that no one wants to be in, and if we could just make it a little bit lighter, that's what we'll do, right? So,
right. And it's been a while, but it's been a hard one because he was the baby of the family, and he was the most liked too.
Yeah. Well, and it's very, he's too young to pass away, you know, he still had a lot more life in him. So of course, whatever, you know, we can do for you guys, you know, I hope you do get the compensation you deserve. Okay. Was there any other questions that you had for me today?
I know your name too. It's not me. So I'm good with it, and I'm happy about things. I'm glad you got a hold of me. I'm glad you had a Walterville name on there, or I wouldn't even talk to you, because I think you were from Walterville, Oregon. And that's up where my brother lived too, is up past Walterville, where he lived. And I had friends there, and that's the only reason I answered the phone, is because it's Walterville. If I wouldn't have seen Walterville, I would not have answered this phone, your call.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? It's because it's the marketing company gets the calls from there. So people in the area that have used Roundup, that's probably why you got the call. And you're the next of kin. So that's how the marketing kind of does it. I believe. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I mean, I'm just saying that I wouldn't. I'm glad I did answer that, because I just let this stuff go. I wasn't even going to pursue it anymore because I've been through so much crap with it.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's, you know, like I said, at no cost to you unless you are awarded. So at this time, you know, you're not paying anything just to have a conversation with me on the phone.
My problem was the, what do they call it? It starts with a P. Where the money goes to, it's the person where the money goes to. I went all over Bend driving. They had me on wild goose chases.
Power
doing
of attorney.
This, doing that. Yeah. What? Yeah, but there's another word besides that. It's where you receive the money or something, where you're qualified to receive the money or
Power of attorney,
I seen it somewhere yesterday, too.
Executor of the state,
Starts with a P. It's Paul. Something.
Let me see.
Where I think But they sent me all over the place, and they told me I had to get a lawyer, and the lawyer is going to say it's going to cost thousands of dollars. If where they distribute the money, where the lawyer
Name
gets the money, they wanted
the
my everybody has related into and all this other stuff, and the and they said a lawyer, and I says, no, I'm not getting no lawyer because this was told I didn't have to pay any money, and they told me I had to get this done so I could receive the money, and I have problems with that because they didn't even know what they were talking about.
A pardon?
So I just,
pardon? A pardon?
Huh?
A pardon?
No, no, no. I don't know what it is, but I'll let you know as soon as I figure it out or something. But I just, they just led me in circles. They're a bunch of idiots for Seeger. And then some other lady called and something happened where that didn't work out too because she said they couldn't do it or something or whatever. I don't know, but I'm more than happy and glad and appreciate
well, beneficiary,
that you got
a like a beneficiary?
No, it starts with a P. Well, it's kind of a beneficiary.
There's
but
executor,
it started with a
there's, there's beneficiary. Probate is when it goes in.
Probate either. I just can never remember that name. I can never, ever, ever, ever
an heir,
remember that.
I don't know. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go. Again, my my condolences to you and your family, and I hope you get the compensation you that you deserve. Give me a call and let me know if you need anything else, okay, Rodney?
I will. I will
okay.
do that. And I, right
okay.
now I'm fine. I'll just be waiting for a phone call. So.
Okay, sounds good. I will talk to you soon.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.